I've had several questions about why I continue to talk about the prophetic movement and why I can't be a part of it and why I teach against the prophetic movement. And so I have five reasons. There are many more, but there's five basic reasons that I have a problem with it and I warn people against. So I'll just work through the five and share with you why. And I'll start with number five and work my way up to number one. Number five is that generational curse theology is a control mechanism that runs on fear and guilt. The Bible says, "For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind." That's in 2 Timothy 1:7. And in Romans 8:1 says, "There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit." And so generational curse theology is in direct opposition to those verses and many, many more. And it's used to control people, and they use guilt and fear to do that. Number four is they are working to build a physical army, they call it Joel's army, to take the world by force. They believe, now listen to this, they believe that Christ cannot come back until they have subdued Satan and ruled the world. Well, according to the Bible, Jesus has defeated Satan. The Bible speaks of Jesus coming as a thief in the night in 1 Thessalonians 5:2. And Jesus said his kingdom is not of this world in John 18:36. So, any physical army that's being built is not of God. Number three, the focus is wholly on performance-based religion. The Bible says, "For by grace you are saved through faith, and that not of yourself, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." That's Ephesians 2, 8, and 9. Performance-based religion is of the flesh, and it is not Bible-based. Number two, inviting spirits, drumming ceremonies, psychic prophets, angels shedding feathers, angels giving jewels, seventh heaven anointing oil, God might show up if we do things just right. All are practices that come out of spiritualism and witchcraft. 2 Corinthians 6:14 and 18. "Be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion hath light with darkness? And what concord has Christ with Belial? For what part hath he that believeth with an infidel? And what agreement has the temple of God with idols? For you are the temple of the living God, as God hath said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Wherefore come out from among them, be separate." And the prophetic movement has mixed. They have not separated themselves. They have mixed themselves with witchcraft and spiritualism to become relevant to the modern society. And in doing that, they have stepped away from God. "Wherefore come out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. And I will become a father unto you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, say the Lord Almighty." Number one, there is a fundamental dishonesty about the purpose of the church. The smiley public side of the coin is about being cool, casual, accepting different viewpoints. The private side is about greed, exclusivity, and control. Their modern psychic prophets supersede the written word of God. There is no attempt to rightly divide the word of truth. There is an effort to try not to seem too Christian, avoiding Christian jargon, under the guise of being relevant, they avoid quoting scripture and talking about the Bible, but just socialize to draw people in. Paul wrote in Romans 1, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. There is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. That name is Jesus the Christ, the Son of God. It's Christ in you, the hope of glory. Your only hope of glory is Christ in you, not by works of righteousness that we have done, but according to His mercy. He saved us by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost. May God be true and every man a liar."